This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engine.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
Hey, do you have something to do with that new intro, Hollywood?
Maybe.
Very nice. Thank you for adding Brittany.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for adding Brittany to the intro. Did I even ask you to do that, or did you just
you
do
threw
it
out there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and then I was like, man, you know who could really do a good job with the intro is Dirt Dude.
Dirt Dude.
That's who did it.
He did the voiceover.
How'd you sneak that in?
You know, I couldn't find any AI-generated voices of Tony Stewart yet, so
I love it. You are listening to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Black Forest Motorsports. You got a Porsche, a BMW, or a Mini, and you're looking for an alternative to the dealer? Well, over 40-plus years experience, you can't get any better than that. And if you want to put a little number on the door, maybe go out and think you got the ability, they can help you there, too. Black Forest Motorsports. Go to blackforest.com. Well, young lady, how are you today?
I'm well. I feel like we could have done an hour on Yak Radio with these two guests about food.
Oh, yeah, I know. We just had the food show off air.
Yes, we did.
So who do we have to your right?
My right and left. Well, if I may let the listeners know, it's kind of a part two from last week. If listeners recall, we had Joey Jordan and his mom Janice in.
Right, right.
And he's a race car driver, a traveler, and a writer. And he had mentioned that he completed a manuscript about the incredible life of Gail Webb and how she's influenced so many people, including those in the world of motorcycles and skateboarding and BMX, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So who better to have than to my love Gail Webb and her bestie, Alice Smith.
So this is the other half of the devilish duo?
Yeah, this is kind of the whole hold my beer friend.
I mean, the minute she's seen your Crown Royale bag, her eyes lit up, and then we started talking bologna, and then we started talking peanut butter
and pies, and yeah, we've been there.
But she doesn't like rhubarb.
But she has been with friends with Gail for over 40 years, it sounds like. They started out as neighbors and became great friends.
Time flies when you're having fun, huh?
It does.
They have a ton of stories to share.
So do you skateboard?
No.
Do you ride a motorcycle?
We played with them.
Back in the day.
Her son learned from Gail, I believe, to fly high.
Well, Gail teaches everybody how to do that.
Well, right? Can you tell then the listeners about how you met? What did your son do? He knocked on the door.
He went over to Gail's and knocked on the door. We were neighbors.
At eight?
Well, what happened was we went to a rodeo in Farmer's Fair, and we were supposed to go to the rodeo. My husband, son, and I, we have horses. Mm-hmm. He sat on my lap. We watched the Gail Webb Sports Show. She had four shows that day. Mm-hmm. We were there. Everyone.
Wow.
We missed the rodeo. Then.
Because your son wanted to see every show, right? Mm-hmm.
Then, the following week or two, who moves into our neighborhood across the street? Gail Webb.
No. Wasn't there before.
She wasn't there before. We had no idea who she was. Never heard of her. So, and they're putting up a ramp in their backyard. His eyes were big. He went over to the house and he said, asked her husband, can Gail come out and play? He was eight years old. He had a ramp. It had a tire with a piece of wood on it. And he was jumping that.
Yeah.
On the inline skates, right?
Inline skates.
And then he was looking at the one in her backyard saying, wait a minute, that's a real ramp.
Can I go play with Gail?
Yeah.
And he wrote it, and he wrote it.
And he kept
writing. And you kept teaching him.
And I told him I'd like to have him in my shows. And I never seen an eight-year-old look like,
no.
I said, breathe.
Yeah, right. That's always the famous last words.
He became one of our top riders of all time.
No kidding.
Right?
Aggressive inline skater. Casey Smith, just unbelievable.
Aggressive inline skater.
He would skate or fly right by her, and her hair would just go. He was going so fast.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Well, you know, it's you just never know what flips that switch.
Yeah.
So what's he doing now?
Computers still rides a little bit. It's just
poor thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, he loves it.
He takes photos and everything.
Photos.
Was that your influence? So something I learned in the green room, I didn't know that Gail Webb was a well-known photographer.
Oh, you like taking photogs?
Oh, for probably 60 years now.
That's her happy place.
So I got to tell you a cute story, and you, of all people, will 100% appreciate it. I was working for a business that was straight commission, and it was terrible. I mean, I was having just stressing out. I knew I wouldn't make my bills. And my buddy says to me, he says, do you like taking pictures? I go, yeah. He says, bring your camera to work tomorrow. I said, I'm not bringing my camera to work tomorrow. No. Just do like I said. Bring your camera to work. I was stressing like crazy. So we went down to the beach, and he says, okay, just start shooting pictures. I don't care. Seagulls, sand. I don't have time for this. I have to go sell equipment so I can feed my family. Just start taking pictures. Start taking pictures, and then got better. I mean, just next thing you know, all the stress was gone. So to this day, I use that, even though it's not a, you know, fill it with film and type of thing.
Right.
But I love, because if you get into taking a picture, it'll take all your troubles away.
No,
it does. Right?
It's crazy, because when I get my little mood sometimes, they're pretty good moods, so I want to call them moods. Like, Gail, there's a good spot over there. There's something happening. There's kids playing in the pool, or there's an event. I will search them out, because once I grab, no matter how stressed out or how I am, I'm thinking of a whole bunch of things. I get my cameras, get them all cleaned up, and there's something that happens when I put them in my bags. There's something that happens. I have my holster thing for. I have a little camera too.
Yeah.
And I go out and start taking photos, and I'm gone morning till it starts getting dark. And I come home happier. I love it. The kids love it, because I always show them and I try to give them. So it's true.
See? So that's, now that's two of us.
It's very, very true.
Yes, dear.
And something we talked about in the green room was that because she's been so involved in the motorsports and, well, skateboarding, BMX, all of that, because she personally understands it and maybe even the physics and the sounds and the feels of it, she can anticipate a great shot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, well, there's that and your eye.
Yeah.
Because there's people that can take pictures all day long with the most expensive gear on the planet and can't get a picture.
Right.
Just can't get. My wife with her Rotties and Docs, and she loves it when I take pictures of them, because I can capture what it is she's looking for, because she's not all that good when it comes to taking pictures.
I love.
Have you ever thought to put a book together of just your photos?
It's not just photos. This is what Joey that you had on last week, and I'm just going to have everybody you know. I'm not to say anybody's paparazzi or bad or whatever, but I'm not one to take pictures of my very best friends and kids I've known since they've been like 7 and 8. And put them in a book and sell a book. I think anybody can do that.
No. I think he's saying
a second book.
I'm just talking of a collection of the shots, the ones that warm your heart.
Oh, yeah. I have a few thousand of them,
actually. Well, that's what I'm saying. Because I just did a segment this morning on KUSI, and it was on coffee table books. And for people that, you know, like I gave her dad Valentino Rossi's book. And I don't know how many times he's read it. And photos like what you've captured, I'm sure the general public will love. And it doesn't have to be skateboarding. It doesn't have to. It could be just the Gail Webb.
Well, I do a lot of surf shots. I do. And if you, like, I shot for Kawasaki a few times. And wherever I'm taking photos, I love the lifestyle. So if I'm going to grab a guy like coming out of a corner, and you'll just see him flying, I'll get him in the air. And it's gnarly, but I'll get the families behind it. It's a dad holding a kid on his shoulder.
Sure.
So I look for certain things, and that's what I love to take photos of. I like people to get excited. But you're right, because now if you post pictures on Instagram or Facebook, all the people have to do is push it, and they have the photo. So,
But I just think if you had your own book.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too.
Yeah. Something to think about. Something to think about.
Yeah.
No, I'm full of ideas.
He's full of it.
Let's take a quick break. You want another box of bacon? Do you want another box of bacon?
You're full of great ideas.
Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. They are right down there in El Cajon. In fact, they moved the used car department back on the Bain store location, so you'll have a one-stop shop. And if you're into service, guess what? They'll work on every car in your garage. That's right. They've got master techs that'll work on your vehicle, so you don't have to really take your cars anyplace else. They have a fleet department that's number one or number two in the nation. If you're into construction, flatbed trucks, utility bed trucks, they do it all. And they support Barona Speedway, which we highly appreciate. That's BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. So check out El Cajon Ford and thank them for sponsoring Racer Radio. All right. I got Gail's name down, but I didn't get this other
one. Alice Smith.
That sounds like an alias.
Yeah, it is. Her bestie.
Alice Smith. All right. Now, before we go any farther, do we have a caller?
We have a caller.
Okay, but let's take care of her little... Did you want to... There was something you wanted to say, or do you want to wait? You know what? Save it for the last segment.
All right. Yeah, we have a big guest.
So who do you have this time?
So just for last year when we had Gail in, because she was being recognized by the city of Menifee with the opening of her pump track, we had a very famous caller surprise Gail. We had Tony Hawk. We have something equivalent, Gail.
Oh, my goodness.
Equivalent?
Oh, yeah. He's another big one.
All right. Who you got?
He's a musician. I wonder if Gail can get... Yeah, he's also a musician. He'll be playing with Sprung in June.
And he rides motorcycles and skateboards.
So Alice got it with the initials SC.
I know who it is.
Go for it, Gail.
Is this Stevie?
Yeah, Stevie.
Steve Caballero?
It should be.
Stevie, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Gail.
Yay! Steve, how are you?
Stevie.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, the last time I saw you was last week on a mountain bike. Just going blasting down those hills.
Just last week.
Yeah, that was awesome. I was a surprise to see you there, Gail, at Bob Harrow's event.
Yes, it was an awesome event. I can't wait till next year.
I know. I think, I guess that was the first year, so I guess it's going to be a yearly event. So I'm excited to attend it again.
You are such a great guy. I can't wait to see you at the pump track and the one they named after me. But you know what? Does everybody... Everybody knows who I'm talking. Caballero.
Steve,
unbelievable.
I know it's unbelievable.
Steve, give us a little background on who you are, just in case.
Yes.
Amazing.
I'm a grandpa that tries to act like a kid.
Oh my gosh, he is underselling himself.
Don't we all? Don't we all to a certain degree?
He's a sweetheart. He is.
So,
I was a professional skateboarder, 1980. And I just been skateboarding ever since then for Pal Peralta and Vans, and fell in love with motocross riding around 2000. And I'm an avid rider, and I also love mountain bike riding, and I dabble with artwork as well. And I'm in a band called Urethane currently, who will be touring this summer in Europe.
Oh wow. Know that.
Go awesome. Steve.
Yeah. So you got an event coming up that's going to be with
Sprung in
June. Sprung Monkey with Brittany's better half. So
I'll see you in June, Stevie.
So what do you play on the band?
I play guitar and do backing vocals.
Okay.
We're actually I'm going to band practice tonight because we have a show this weekend with NoFX.
Oh wow. Okay, that's big. That's funny. Sprung's practicing at 4 today as well.
Are they?
So yeah. Can we ask, what does Gail mean to you?
Well, Gail is the face of skateboarding and BMX and just a great supporter of our industry. I've known Gail, since the early 80s when she worked really closely with Van Shoes, and she would do demos and bring kids around. And she was just a very strong supporter of skateboarding and BMX. And I would see her at all these events. And then she started picking up the camera, and then I'd see her more, behind the lens. So it's just great to run into her at motocross events and skateboard events, and it's great that she's still part of this industry.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been having fun. I don't know if you caught off air, but last year when we had her in, we had Tony Hawk call in as a surprise guest. So,
oh, awesome.
For some reason, Brittany likes freaking this poor lady out. Well, every time she comes on, this pretty soon Gail's going to say, hold on a second. I am not coming on unless you tell me who's going to be the guest.
No, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, you're getting tears in her eyes. Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Well, you're loved by all.
I know.
Well, I love all the boys. I mean, I've used to watch Steve when he was 11 years old in Frisco, when he was just a little boy, and I've watched all these kids grow up.
Isn't that great?
Big men, and people, I mean, if you haven't watched Steve Caballero race a motorcycle, I've filmed him up in Mammoth with the races. I've seen him rock at Paula Raceway. He is an unbelievable athlete,
yeah.
And he just goes and goes. And I've never seen him without a smile.
Aww.
And he helps everybody.
Yeah.
He'll stop. I swear, I think he'll stop in the middle of a race to help someone. I mean, he's just an unbelievable young man.
I don't know if that's true, Steve. If that checkered flag's hanging out there, I doubt very seriously if you're going to pull over and help a guy with a flat tire.
I think if someone was hurt, he would pull over.
Oh, hurt, one thing.
Flat tire,
you're done, dude. I'll see you at the end of the race.
I have great shots of Steve skateboarding and everything.
So great.
Yeah.
So you're living the dream, right, Steve?
Yeah, man. I mean, if being, like I said, if being a grandpa still being on the skateboard's a dream, then yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Are your little gremlins following in suit? Do we got to have any inspiration looking forward to?
Yeah, they skate and they ride. They're definitely into it, you know. I don't know if their passion is strong as mine,
mm-hmm.
but it's up to me just to kind of influence them in the things that I do, and it's up to them
yep.
to pick and choose what they want to do, because, you know, I don't want them to try to be me.
Right.
I want them to be themselves.
Right. Well, and that's the beauty of being a grandfather. Because grandfathers have this unique ability to educate their grandkids, more so than dad, more so than mom. My favorite person in my life was my grandfather. And I'm sure there's lots of people out there that can say that. And all you want to do is just give them opportunities and support them the best way you can. And they choose what they want to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I have done with my grandson, Cairo, as well. I don't get to see him very often because they live in Sacramento, which is, you know, about 7-8 hours north from San Diego area. But when he does come visit, we go, you know, ride bikes and ride skateboards. And it puts a huge smile on my face to see him passionate about it.
Right. So what's your main gig right now? Music?
It switches back and forth. You know,
it never gets stale.
No, I mean, I'm always going to be a skateboarder at heart, and that's what I do for a living, and that's what my profession is. But I've been trying to make it as a musician since 1982.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like finally I'm in a band with a good group of guys that are going somewhere, and we've been played on Sirius Radio, and so it's the train is chugging along, so I'm just going to see how far we can take it.
Right. What kind of music?
I guess it would be considered like kind of 90s pop punk rock.
Okay, all right.
Steve's a fan.
Just like Sprung.
Yeah, we tried to catch you at that Earth Day with Steve Green and just got there as you were coming off the stage.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Don't you hate that?
Something that stood out last week, I don't know if you caught Joey Jordan. He came in studio last week and was talking about the influence that Gail has on so many people. And what really kind of struck me is when he said she understands the power of a healthy escape. Do you resonate with that? Maybe with the motocross or the mountain biking, that's a healthy escape for you?
It can be, but it's also a very dangerous one as well.
I hear you.
So it just kind of comes with the territory.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to pick and choose your battles when it's coming to, like, if you're going to put your life on the line. And I feel like when I hop on a skateboard or mountain bike or motocross, I'm putting my life on that edge. As an artist and a musician, I don't really feel like I have have that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Extreme sports are extreme sports. And, you know, and that's why we're well respected in that aspect, because it takes a lot of courage.
Yes.
Oh. A lot of courage.
I just saw on TV yesterday, I wish I could remember what station it was, but the freestyle motocross and risk that is involved in the evolution of the first flip and then this double flip and then the forward flip and the risk.
Well, you can thank Pastrana for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it showed all those who influenced.
Yeah, but I mean, Pastrana and his circus.
Yeah, the Nitro.
Really, the Nitro Circus really opened the door to folks like Steve. That you could do that. Hey, if you ever wanted to drive if you ever wanted to get into a cage and go around a track,
a race car, he's saying.
You know what? I was on the Tony Hawk Gigantic Skate Park tour in 2000, and we visited in North Carolina. We visited a track and we got to ride NASCARs.
Oh, so you got a taste. What do you think?
It was the most amazing thrill that I ever it really tripped me out, because we only got stood in this room for half an hour to get try to teach us what to do, and we got here all by ourselves, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe they're in a car by ourselves. But we followed a chase car, and he was kind of cool. It's like if we were on his tail, then he would go faster. Mm-hmm. So he kind of gauged where we were.
Right.
And then we did up by ourselves. We got in his car, and he's like, okay, let me show you how you
do it. No! Were you grinning for several days after?
Oh, my goodness. It was the most rad experience. You know, and also, I remember at one point when I was in the car by myself, I was in a turn with my elbows to my side, holding the steering wheel, and thinking, like, if I let go of this wheel right now, I could die.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, God. Nice thought. Nice thought.
At least the steering wheel stayed on. I remember before one of my first races, and a guy's like, you know, this one time I was going into turn one and my steering wheel came off. Josh Cochran told me that. I wish he'd never told me that. Oh, so what do I check?
57
what is one
times.
One of the things I check several times before going out. Yeah. Is, okay, it's on.
It's on. Are you from San Diego?
No, I'm from Northern California, from Silicon Valley.
Oh.
And I just migrated down to SoCal 2014, so I was, you know, born and raised in San Jose.
So where do you live now?
In Carlsbad.
Oh.
Ah, you know, we got a friend by the name of David Hunt.
Oh, my goodness.
That would probably let him take his little import around Barona. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I've been to Barona. I ride the track there.
Yeah, but this is the dirt track over across from the drag strip. And we got a guy that's, I don't know what kind of car it is.
He's got one of everything.
But he's got one of everything, and he's got, and I bet you we could hook you up, because we want you to get the bug.
Yeah, I do. I want you to get the bug, Steve.
All right, I tell you, it's crazy. Well, sounds like you're driving.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to Gail.
Bye-bye, Steve. Love you. I'll see you soon.
Love you, Gail. I'll see you at the next event.
Right. Absolutely. I'll be there. Click, click.
Click, click. All right. Good talking to you, buddy. We'll get in touch. And if you want to ride out of Barona, I probably could hook it up for you.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Right. Thank you for calling in.
I can hear your wallet pulsating as we speak.
Like, I have enough on my plate.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We come back. Scott Delosio is going to call in. He's got some news for us right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
By the way, when you guys get here enough times, you can do The Answer, but right now it's hers.
Yeah, if you want to.
That's because she's a professional.
Yep.
Paris Auto Speedway, one fast half-mile track. And they are rocking it this year. The excitement is on the edge of your seat. You need to go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, check the schedule out, and guess what? We've got the number one announcer in Southern California, Scott Delosio. How you doing, bud?
Doing good. How about you guys?
Living the dream. You ever hear of a lady by the name of Gail Webb?
Yeah. I've worked, I mostly work in Speedway, but familiar with the name.
Yeah, she's sitting right here.
Yes, the legend. The living legend is
hi.
2 feet
so
away.
We bring her in. She's got a skateboard park up in your neck of the woods.
The Menifee, a pump is, track, I think.
Yeah, it's called Pump, the pump track, right? It's
Gail Webb, kids are number one.
Pump.
Extreme Park.
Yeah. Oh. So she's up in your neck of the woods, and they named it after her. And so what do you got going on?
Just kicking back. You know, we were off this week and next week. I think he took this week off because the L.A. County Fair, the next two weeks off.
That
interfered a little bit. So we took those 2 weeks off and went to Arizona last night, announced at Mojave Valley Raceway, and Brody Roa made it four wins in a row.
That son
of
a guy. Four
wins in a row.
And I bet he was grinning the whole time.
Yeah, he's won. He's been on fire this year. They've had nine races so far, and he's won five of them.
Can you remind our listeners what division?
He's won.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Can you remind our division, our listeners, which division he's racing?
USAC CRA Sprint Cars.
USAC.
You know, he, it's eight races and he's won five of them. He's right now, he's taking a vacation the next few days and they race again, a week from this coming Saturday up in Tulare. And then they come back to Paris for a race that started in the 1940s, a salute to Indy. That's going to be on Memorial Day weekend on Saturday.
Fun.
That's going to be huge. That's, yeah, I love it when you guys do those types of races because it's just, it's great for the fans, great for the racers, too. So,
yeah, you know, it's not really a different race. It's 30 laps, but it's just a prestige that went with it because it started in the 1940s, and some of the guys who raced in it, you know, Parnelli Jones, Jim Herdeby, so a lot of really famous guys back in the day up to the guys, you know, normal guys these years, you know, Damian Gardner, Brody Roa, Mike Spencer. They've all taken place in it down through the years.
Yeah. That is so good to see Brody Rose doing as well as he is, but he's such a class act, too.
I just showed the ladies a picture of his race car. They liked it.
It's beautiful.
Both of them went, wow.
Yeah,
it's the fast one.
Yep.
Brop.
Yeah. I've been hanging with Gail enough to know.
Yeah, you got the brop in there. So what else will be on the calendar for the Memorial Day race?
Power Eye Lightning Sprints are going to come up. You know, that's the deal Brent Sexton's head of.
Oh, yeah.
And also the Senior and Young Gun Sprints, and we'll add the Lightning Sprints on that day. Week before that, we'll go back to Night of Destruction for the second time this year.
Oh, I better show
you know,
the
we ran that. We ran the first one 2 weeks ago and had a record number of cars show up, so that was pretty darn cool.
Wow.
You know, next week I'm back in Arizona again. Anybody, cause we're off at Paris. Anybody wants to grab a dirt track race with sprint cars? It's going to be the first ever appearance of wing sprint cars at Mojave Valley Raceway. It's the Arizona, it's the ASCS Southwest Lightning or Southwest Sprint Southwest Region Sprint Cars. That was hard to say.
Yeah,
but they've never run wing sprint cars there before.
Wow,
so that's going to be fast.
It's going to be, you know, what the Myers have done with that racetrack since they took it over 3 years ago is just, it's totally turned that place around. It's amazing now. And that should be one high-speed show. If you like wing sprint cars,
right?
You know, World of Outlaws didn't come west this year. They come west in September, but they're not coming to SoCal.
Mm.
And I don't think they're racing Arizona this year. So this is one of the few chances you have to see full-size sprint cars with a wing in this area throughout 2023.
No kidding. Yeah, so if you're a wing enthusiast, this is a race you do not want to miss.
I agree.
I couldn't believe CBS was showing World of Outlaws today. I got a text from my colleague. She's all, turn to Channel 8 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. CBS was showing World of Outlaws. Pretty cool.
That's not normal.
I don't think so.
That's a production they had put together. It was really a really, really a good piece. I mean, it didn't focus just on the racing. It focused a lot on the different drivers and, you know, parts of their career, what it's like to be a driver, not only the ups but the downs as well. So it was a real interesting piece.
Yeah, I like it because this lady is a triathlete and a softball player. And for that to catch her eye enough to call me, I'm like, yes, the word's getting out. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm not a triathlete or a softball player.
No.
Any other hardcore player these days, that's still a great show.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that sounds awesome. So the fair's going on right now. So you're closed for a couple of weekends.
But people can
That's not the fair at Paris. It's the L.A. County Fair.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
The
L.A. County Fair, which I believe it's still the biggest county fair in the country. Used to be in September. And, I mean, you know, you come up here in September, it's like, what the hell are they doing at this time of year for?
It's hot.
Mm-hmm. So after 100 and some years, they finally realized, you know, hey, it may be better that we do it in May.
Yeah.
And they started that last year.
That's
so
a good idea.
Well, it's a lot more pleasant to go out there in May than it is September.
That's
it's the same thing for people going to Mojave, you know, talking about Mojave Valley Raceway. What a lot of racetracks in Arizona do is what Mojave Valley does. They race next Saturday with the Winged Sprint Cars. They have their regular show the week after. Then they shut down until September.
Right.
Oh, really?
Just because it gets flat too hot out there.
Yeah. Hot and windy.
So how far of a drive is it to Mojave, say from your neck of the woods?
For me, it's 231 miles. I'm like, I got there in just about 3 hours yesterday. Got back today in a little over three.
Yeah, so that's just be even quicker from San Diego, I think.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
No, because it's actually direction-wise a little northeast of LA.
Oh, gotcha.
Now, the guys, I've never went through the San Diego way to get there, but they say that's a really beautiful trip. You know, you come across what is eight and then go north, you know, along the Colorado River.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. So how are we doing with butts in the seat? Doing good this year?
We got, I think we talked about it last week, Stagecoach at Paris creamed us.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, you know, I don't think we're ever going to run when Stagecoach is going out again.
No.
You know, and didn't want to really do it with the fair this year. I think that's why. You know, I never talked it down why we weren't racing these 2 weeks. Last night they had a good crowd at Mojave.
Right.
It's a great place to go. You know, it's I always tell people, you're 4 or 5 minutes away from the Colorado River, and you're only 20 minutes from downtown Laughlin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So it's a great place to go. I don't think the crowd was as big as it's been for sprint cars the first time they were there this year, but that was only 5 weeks ago.
Right.
And then they'll come back, like I say, sprint cars this week with the wing cars. They'll be back October 14th for USAC CRA. I mean, but you said butts in the seats, and people – I don't care who you're listening. You have to get out to these racetracks. You know, this stuff watching on live stream, which most tracks and series have that now. It ain't paying the bills for the promoters. These streaming companies do not pay a lot of money. And you're seeing one of the main streaming companies, racetrack after racetrack, starting to drop them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people are staying home, and the promoters are getting chump change for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big issue. I was talking to a promoter, a guy named Dick O'Brien from Oswego Speedway. He came to Paris, the retired promoter. He lives out here in Palm Springs during the summer, or during the winter, and then goes back to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he got talking to me about it, and he goes, it's literally killing the sport.
No kidding.
The amount of people staying home. And we've noticed it at Paris, too. That's why we are no longer streaming sprint car races out of there as of this year.
Oh, really?
It makes sense.
I back you 100% on that. You know, and it's not NFL. It's local, you know, local track racing. And the only way to support it and keep it alive is with people at the track.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2023. I mean, to me, there should be some type of streaming somehow, some way, but not when you're taking, average-wise throughout the year, when you're taking a five-digit loss every night from what they're paying you.
Yeah.
It's just no good.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be any better. Unless, like I say, Don had enough of it, and he announced we did a video last August or September, a lot of people saw, dealing with the deal with the Department of Water, DWR, and he got in there and he flat said, he goes, hey, there's not going to be any streaming next year unless there's changes. So he pulled the plug on that this year. There's other streaming services you can go to where it costs a little more for people to watch, which a lot of people don't like that, and everybody understands,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can stay home, you know, and you can save on your ticket price. You can save on gas money. You don't have to battle traffic. You can eat your own food. You have immaculate clean restroom. That's great. But, right. you know, when you're losing five digits a night, that's going to be a death toll for speed or racing unless people get out there.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, hey, folks, come out and see Mr. Delosio at Mojave Speedway. You'll know his voice when he starts talking. You have a safe trip, and we look forward to hearing from you down the road.
Sounds great. Appreciate all you guys do for us.
All right, buddy. You take care. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. There's a whole lot more with the ladies on Racer yeah. Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Certified Car Clinic. If you got a car that you need to get worked on for your general automotive, they can do it. But if you got a drag car, race car, dirt car, sand car, they can do that too. They even have an in-house dyno. If you're into drag racing, the boy can definitely set your car up to win. That Certified Car Clinic. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. All right, before we get into it, what's the schedule for Barona Speedway since we didn't really talk about it?
May 13th, thank you. May 13th, next Saturday, Barona Speedway is racing. We have the IMCA Modified class, the IMCA Sport Mods, the IMCA Stock Car Street Stocks, Dwarf Cars, Pure Stocks, Lightning Sprints are coming. I don't know if they have the wings or not. Mini Dwarfs and Junior Sprints.
You're not running?
Uh-huh, yeah, we are.
Oh
yes.
Is there a practice on Friday?
There is supposed to be a practice on Friday, and on Saturday, racing begins at 6 p.m.
Be there or be square.
Yeah, agreed. Be there.
All right, so we've been Gail Webb and her sidekick.
We also have a guest, I don't know if you heard that, on
Alice Smith.
Okay, so we have Alice Smith, we have Gail Webb, yes. We have somebody on the phone.
Another one?
Yes. And it's another big deal, and we're going to have fun with this person. Yeah. I hope he understands, though. Did you want to say something, Alice, before we run out of time?
Gail means a lot to so many people. Yeah. She has touched so many lives.
The world.
Yes, and the world is her playground. She does it all. She is the most honest, craziest, wonderful friend anyone could ever have. I am so lucky. My family and I are so lucky that she is in our lives.
And you had to write that down?
I did. Well, I kept saying it, and I said, I'm going to mess
because
it up.
Because she was so nervous before she got here.
My God. Oh. My palms were sweating.
Really?
Oh, I was shaking.
How do you feel now?
Oh, so wonderful.
Yeah.
But I feel the same way towards them.
So. Yeah. Well, I that's the community that you're in.
It's everybody from my first sponsor, Malcolm Smith. I mean, I love the guy, to friends I have now, and just so many big names.
It's the community. You know, really, when you come right down to it, it's the community you roll in.
Including the person on the
line.
Who's
on the line?
Another heavy hitter. Should we give initials?
Yeah, go with initials.
C-H. And I'll give you a
T-H-C-H.
He's known for.
What are you doing? Are you going to fly through the room?
Kinda, yeah.
Just tell us who it is.
Christian Hasoy.
Oh, Christian.
Oh, my gosh.
Christian, how are you? Oh, my gosh. I love this kid.
You love them all.
No, you know, I do. They're all dynamic. Everything they do is just unbelievable, and they haven't stopped.
Right?
They're doing, to me, it's like they're doing better and better.
How you doing, Christian?
Hey, Gail. Christian here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I hope you just heard me. I was just proud of you as anything.
Well, I tell you, you've been a huge role model in my life since I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And just you just continually be consistent in your message. Mm. And just, you know, obviously, I was a crazy kid before, living, you know, my own dream. But today, I'm trying to live God's dream, and I've been praying for you big time, you know, ever since I given my life to Jesus. And just to know that, you know, you're still such a force in our community, in skateboarding, in this world that we love so much. I mean, we would basically, you know, die for this, really. Yes. You know, I would die for my faith, but I would probably close to want to die for this industry, this culture, this thing we love, skateboarding. And it includes BMX, motocross, you know, surfing, snowboarding, all those things that we did, because it was radical, it was new, it was fresh, it had style, and it was a lifestyle.
And you were
such a cheerleader for the kids, and for not only the kids, but for people, you know, who don't understand it, who really don't really recognize the significance and the importance of it. And because you pushed through, and you were such a not taking no for an answer, that look at skateboarding, look at the cultures that we love today. It is respected, it's honored, it's something that people now revere, and they look at people like, you know, even my legacy, you know, I'm so thankful for being a part of something that we love so much, but it was because of people like you that really, you know, set precedence on how special it was, how you knew how it molded and shaped these futures in their lives, their personalities, and kept them on this path to not give up on their dreams, to not, you know, go down those dark roads. I went down them because I had to find out for myself.
Yeah.
But I succeeded in fulfilling a lot of my goals and dreams before I went down some dark roads. And it's because of people like you who believed in me, who I saw believing in the things I loved. And I'm so proud to say that you're one of my close friends throughout the years. And I love seeing you light up the place. You light up every event. You know, you're still shooting photos. You're hanging out. And it's really special to still have you here with us. And I can't wait to see this story and documentary and the book and all these things that are going to come out.
You're in it, she said.
I got the personal experience of knowing you personally, and nothing compares to that. I wish everyone could know you personally, to feel your passion and your love for not only what you do, but for the people that do it.
Sounds like, what are you doing with your phone? Sounds like you fell into a barrel.
Oh, because he said so many good things.
Christian, thank you so much for all those beautiful, kind words. Yeah. But so many people love you, and now you are reaching, and you have been for years, you're reaching millions of people and helping them. So together, we're like, hey, we're
Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
That's funny. You said
that I was in a barrel, right?
Yeah.
I'm in Hawaii. I'm on the north shore of Hawaii, right next to Pipeline.
Oh, my God. Oh,
my God. Good boy.
I hope you have a flat tire, because we're not with you.
I love you, Christian, so much. Always have.
That's so cool.
I can't wait to see you again.
Yes, and I'm excited to carry the torch, you know, of what you started, and just to be able to, you know, love on people, influence people, be role models, you know, all that stuff is just so important.
Well, you are.
The day we live.
I love what you said. Her message has stayed consistent.
Yeah.
She's still doing those shows, Dave.
No, I know.
She's
still doing her shows.
Christian, we just did another show for the Boys and Girls Clubs. You know me. I'm not going to stop.
Nope.
I know. I'm a year away from 80. I never thought I'd even say that. I never thought I'd live that long with all the crazy stuff I've done. But it was my love for all you guys. When you were growing up, you guys helped me so much. You don't remember all of it. But I just love you, and every time I see you, that's why we have big hugs.
All right.
That's right. And I can't wait to hug you again.
Okay, honey.
All right. Hey, we'll let you go. My recommendation is go hit that big one. I can hear it's in the background.
Oh, God bless you, Gail.
God bless you too, honey.
I love you, and put God first always.
There you go.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right, buddy. That was awesome. So there you go. God. You can't go anywhere without this girl. You know that?
Oh, I know.
We still have a couple minutes, Gail. Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going? Put your headphones on. Holy mackerel.
Let Christian get back to Hawaii.
Yeah, he's in Hawaii. He's going to have some fun.
He wants to go.
So he was big on surfing and skateboarding as well?
Skateboarding, unbelievable. Christian Osoy, I mean, what a name. He's got a style, unique style.
I was trying
really
to imitate it.
Yeah, a crazy kid. Most all my friends, including myself, were just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was an inner understanding. We didn't have to say, hey, you and I are crazy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. It was like, I could be crazy, but I knew enough they needed someone. And they had a lot of people.
To give them direction.
I just, I fed off wanting to help people all my life, ever since I lost my best friend. You know, mm-hmm. my promise to my friend. And it's going to be that way until I get my last checkered flag.
Right.
I never thought I'd make it. People in my crowd thought I would never make it to 21.
Yeah.
I mean, we just spent an hour on a talk show. Talk about crazy stuff a girl did back in the day. So,
I know. No kidding. And it was hard back there, back in then.
It was really hard. But, you know, nothing stopped me, and no one was going to stop me.
Right.
And I knew what I wanted to do. And I had a feel before I could react. I wanted to know what it was like. You know, there was a bad girl, just having fun all the time.
Sure.
You know, don't go so fast. Or, yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. My mother was like that.
Yeah.
She'd go on a roller coaster, and she'd jump out, straight up out of the first car. And they would bet what car she would land in when she came down.
Oh, your mom rocked.
She raced sidecars. She raced sidecars.
Oh, my God.
She was the monkey. They called the monkey on the sidecar.
Yes,
yeah. I could go on and on and on and on. So I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And I think that's the inspiration that you have for the younger generations.
And I believe you always carry your husband in your heart, too.
My gym. I mean, if I didn't... You know, I lost him 10 years ago now. There is not a day that goes by. If it was not for Jim and some really special friends and a small family I have, I would never have been able to pull through, like with Alice and her family. I never would have been able to pull through some of it. You know how we all go through that.
Oh, we all do, but it's your support group.
But it makes you stronger.
We're going to have to go, much as I hate to say it.
Aw, bummer.
Can you believe that was an hour?
That was fast.
No.
I know. That was fun. Why do you think I do 6 hours?
I know.
Now you get it.
Because you rock.
Uh-huh. Gail, you are the best. You're not too bad yourself,
Alice
there, young lady.
Too.
Alice rocks.
I want to see her on a skateboard. All right, Gun Owners Radio is right around the corner. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.